Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Pastor Hinton this morning with prayer. And Bishop Roberson with Don't Let the Devil Ride this morning. He said if you let him ride, he'll surely want to drive. Just don't let him ride. Don't pick him up. Don't pick him up. Don't even talk to him. Hallelujah. About being picked up. Yeah, when it comes to him, we bind and rebuke. That's what we do for him today. Hallelujah. Because Almighty God is on our side and he gave us the power. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. And so we're thankful this morning unto Almighty God for another Wednesday morning. Hallelujah. April the 28th. 2021. Hallelujah. God has blessed us to make it to this present time. He's brought us all week long, hallelujah, up until this present time. And I believe he's going to continue to bring us, yeah, continue to have us in a place where he wants us to be. And so I'm grateful unto him this morning. And for me, on my end, it's a little cool down here. It's cool in the morning, but it warms up nicely later on in the day. And here in Florida, when it rains, it turns cool. In the summer, it gets super hot. And if it does not rain enough, it makes it hotter. But if it rains enough, it cools things off. And so we didn't have any rain, but yet we wake up to this coolness, and like I said, later on in the day, it warms up, and so we're just thankful unto Almighty God for good weather, because it could be snowing, it could be sleeting, hailing, storming, a number of different things, but we thank God for good weather, hallelujah, hallelujah, grateful unto him, and I thank God. Minister Sandra Jackson is in Tampa. She's in Florida. She called me last night, all excited. I'm in Florida. She's from Connecticut, Meriden, Connecticut. And I had gone up with them, her and her family, and did a three-night revival. And I got my hair done while I was up there. And Minister Jeanette, her sister, braided my hair up. And it was just nice, a nice time. Got to meet Brother Pedro while I was up there, Brother Louis, remember, and just had a wonderful time. So she called me last night in Tampa, and I thank God for it. She said she's leaving out tomorrow, but she will be back. And so we just thank God for her. Thank God for the many people he has sent my way, and oh, we have become friends, yeah, with brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'm thankful unto that, because the scripture says in order to obtain friends, one must show himself friendly. Hallelujah. And so I'm grateful unto Almighty God. Today we're going to be talking about, look where he brought you from. Yeah. Look where God brought you from. And I tell myself, look where he brought you from. Uh-huh. Barbara, look where he brought you from. Brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Oh, it's a marvelous light in Jesus, because the light shined in darkness and darkness comprehended it not. See, God has gone to some to draw them, but they couldn't receive because they couldn't comprehend. Are you not glad this morning that you was able to comprehend? Hallelujah. When the light shined on you, you was able to receive it. You was able to receive Jesus. When you heard his word, you didn't harden your heart, but you believed. And because you believed, you received from him. Hallelujah. God sent his son. You was able to receive Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah, our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. Hallelujah, that's good news right there. Good news right there. Amen goes right there. So this morning we are looking back at when we first come to the Lord. What was it like when you first come to him? Because most times when people first come to him, I can speak for myself. I was happy, I was excited. Everybody I saw, I was telling them, oh, you know, I'm in the church now. I don't mean I'm in that building. I'm in Jesus and he's in me. Oh, I was just excited. Everywhere I go, on the job, anywhere I was, I could tell them I had received him. because my life was not that good before. Now, when the world looked at the life, they would have thought it was all of that in a bag of donuts. Oh, yeah, oh, you girl, you doing it. No, ma'am, no, ma'am. Spiritually, I was dying. I was dying spiritually, and that's where it count the most. Yeah, my mind was going. Yeah, I really could have anything I wanted. During that time, I could have Chanel, I could have Fendi, or Louis Vuitton, anybody I wanted to have. Yeah. Could have really drove anything I wanted to drive. But the mind, and how many know without your mind, you're not operating right. You're off course. Sometimes it'll come to the point where you're paranoid. What you're seeing, you don't know if it's real or not. Yeah, they told me a mind is a terrible thing to waste. My mind was bad. I had to get a new mind. So God came in for me because he heard my heart crying unto him. He made me. I didn't even know I was crying. Yeah, probably was screaming because I was in bad shape. And he heard my heart's cry, and he come in, and he gave me a mind to seek him. Yeah, and then after I began to seek him and I found him and I found out about his son, and I saw that his son wanted to please him and obey him, my prayer was, let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Let me have that mind to obey you, to please you, to love you, to want to do only what you would have me to do. When I find myself in error, I'll be able to run to you with right quick and ask for forgiveness. Ask it to help me. See, because he's our help. All that we need is in him if we can but believe and remember. Because these days, things are coming. More and more, we see things coming that are not comfortable for us as believers. Yeah. I see many on Facebook. And they say they're Christians. They say they're believers. They say they're Jesus people and all of this. But when you look at their actions, it say a whole nother thing. Pride is in there. Cussing is in there. Posting sexy pictures is in. All kind of ugly things being posted. That's not God. We can't serve two masters. Either we got to love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. We can't have two. Blessings and cursings can't come out of our mouth at the same time. Something is off if this is what's happening. We don't belong to him. We got to go back to the altar and make our calling and election sure at the altar with him. Because of this, he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And see, if we're doing two different things, we're not the same. Yeah. But if we're on the same path, our lips and our hearts lining up together, what I say is what I'm doing, then God knows who we really are. Yeah. Because this is the way his son is the way, the truth, and the life. And I often say the light, L-I-G-H-T. Because of this, if I'm in him and he's in me and I'm allowing him to lead and guide me, there's a certain behavior I will have. It won't be quite the same behavior of the world. Oh, I eat like they eat because I have to have food. I have to have a shower, a bath. You know, I have to have some type of income, just like they have. But when it comes to dressing, when it comes to behavior, when it comes to thinking, it's totally different. Because the world would tell me, well, Barbara, they're nothing but an alcoholic. They're never going to get better. They're always going to get worse. But the scripture said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. old things has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Meaning we're not going to be able to do the same thing. We'll lose the desire for that old stuff. I lost the desire for drinking. I lost the desire for weed smoking. I lost the desire for clubbing. I lost the desire for lying. I lost the desire to seek after money and love it. I lost the desire to have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. I lost the desire to honor God with my lips, but my heart be far from it. Because he changed me from the inside. He changed me from my heart, not from my lips or just my mind. But he gave me the total package. He made me totally over again. I was born again, not of the flesh, but of the water and the spirit, of the spirit and the water. I was born again. If we remember when Nicodemus went to Jesus, by night and asked them, Rabbi, what I need to do? What I need to know about you. I need to know about what it is you're bringing. And Jesus said to him, no, you must be born again. He said, born again? Can I enter into my mother's womb a second time? He told him, no, you must be born of the water and the spirit. Yeah, you got to be born. God got to give you his spirit. You must be born of the Holy Spirit and be baptized in Jesus' name. And you all right. You good to go. I know some churches today, they don't even baptize, but we're talking about going down in the liquid grave and rising in the newness of life. Some churches don't do communion. But he said as often as we do that communion thing, as often as we eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. Yeah, he's telling us some things. So we want to look back where God brought us from. Even back in the day, I used to see different mothers of the church or different women and men in the church, and their heart's desire was God. And that's all they could do. God, God, God. But many times in these different places, the people come to God and they received him. They received his son. But they just quite had not learned how to allow the son to lead and guide them. They have quite not learned how to allow the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide them. They had not quite gotten there yet. They thought, and some still today, they thought they could keep themselves. It's impossible. If you could have kept you from evil, from sinning, from doing wrong, there never would have been a need for Jesus to come. There never would have been a need for him to suffer, to bleed, to hang, to die, to conquer all and rise with all power. There would not have been a need because we could control us. We could keep us from evil, but we can't. I don't care how many altars you've been to. I don't care how many Bibles you've read. I don't care how many quotes you know. It makes no difference. You cannot keep you. You need the Spirit of God to keep you. And this is what he does. He keeps us. He reminds us. He leads us. He guides us. Oh, he's got many different jobs that he do for us. But we got to go to the Son, and the Son go to the Father, and the Holy Spirit will lead us to the Son. There are days and things I've done I didn't remember. The Holy Spirit reminded me. I can tell just as good when I'm watching too much TV, the Holy Spirit will come and remind me. If I'm eating too much greasy food or too much of this, the Holy Spirit will remind me. Now, we can override the Spirit of God. I decide, okay, yeah, that fried eggplant is too much for me, but, you know, I want it, so I'm going to go on and eat the fry instead of roasting it, you see? We can override some things. last weekend, the spirit of dessert is what I call it. My goodness, a diet. I was telling Sister Spinner, I said that sweet demon, that spirit just was not wanting to let me go. Looked like everywhere I looked, there was some type of cake. And I'm a cake eater back in the day. I don't fool around today, but back in the day, I was a cake baker and a cake eater. And last weekend, that dessert demon told me, you know, it don't take you about an hour to bake a pound cake. You don't have to make okay, gluttony. Thank you, Brother Lewis. And not necessarily gluttony, because you can eat a slice of cake, but you're not supposed to have it. Yeah. So look, it told me you can go in there and bake a pound cake. It won't take you but an hour. Huh? No, sir, no, ma'am. I can't do it. It come back. Look at that chocolate cake. You want to make the icing, the frosting for it. Well, it's really icing. I mean, you want to make that milk chocolate. Creamy milk chocolate. Now, that's what it was telling me. And guess what it wanted me to put it on? A double chocolate cake. Some people call it devil food. I call it double chocolate because I don't want to eat nothing with the devil name on it. Oh, go ahead and put that on a double chocolate cake. No, I don't think so. Then Sister Ellis called me, and I was talking to her, and then it told me, well, you know you got yellow cake mix in there. All you got to do is put some peaches and your nutmeg and your cinnamon and your allspice and your sugar and vanilla and let it sit for a minute. Mix it up good. Pour it in the baking pan. Shake that yellow cake mix across it. Put pats of butter on it and bake it off. See, it gets deep because it really wants me to do it, but I could not do it. I would not do it last week. Yesterday it came again. I battled that thing. Oh, you got to go. The weekend I was looking all on Pinterest. And it's just showing me, look how easy this is. That too, Brother Love, pour them pieces on the cake, and I would put whipped cream on mine and make it a peach shortcake. Oh, yeah. But see, these are things we have to battle. It's all kind of things that come, but the Spirit of God will strengthen you. And see, that's what that was. The Spirit of the Lord strengthened me. Because I remember the time I would have been so weak to that, I would have had pound cake, chocolate cake, and peach cobbler. And nobody's here to eat it but me. But the Spirit of the Lord comes and gave me strength to resist that dessert demon. Because that's what that was. Nothing wrong with dessert. But when the spirit of dessert take over, it's not cute. Yeah. You can have a slice of cake, a nice thin slice, but if you know that you're not supposed to have sugar, if you know that one slice of cake will put 10 pounds on you, don't fool with it. We got to resist the devil, and he'll flee. Yeah. Brother Mike, all those cake demons. Yes, sir, that's what I felt it was. Because it just did not want to give up. All day, back and forth, all day, I made my Sunday dinner. I roasted off chicken thighs, roasted them off, and broccoli, and I had brown rice, and the gravy off the roasted chicken went over the brown rice to season it more. And I was good with it, and I baked the apple. They gave me a huge apple. Like a Harry Teeter apple I think I paid $1.48 for that apple. Humongous. I didn't put brown sugar on it. I didn't put no cinnamon in it because I knew if I taste those things, especially that sugar, it was going to trigger something. You know, it was going to bring a craving for sugar. So I wouldn't do it. I just wrapped my apple up, put my apple in the oven with my chicken, and let it bake. And I mean, that apple was so good after my dinner. And I couldn't eat the whole apple, so I ate off it three or four times. But it was wonderful. And I didn't have the cake, and I didn't have the peach cobbler, you know. And they'd tell me to go in there and make rice pudding and go, you know. And at one point it told me, well, look, you don't have to use the cookies and the banana. Just make the pudding that you put. No, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing any of that. You got all this chicken, and you just going to keep roasting chicken, baking chicken, boiling chicken. I'm going to fry you some chicken wings and get it. Oh, no, I refuse you, demon. I refuse to honor the flesh. Yeah. I said, look at this, because I'm vegetable, and, you know, I love them vegetables. Eggplants are one of my favorites. Woo, my goodness. But you even have to be careful with that, because you can put too much of this or too much of that, and you keep in the weight, you know. Oh, look at him. Look at you, Louis. Want to make an apple crisp. Not to my, put that, you can put some of that apple. Oh, okay. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. In a bowl of oatmeal, and it give it a wonderful flavor. You're right. You're right. You eat oatmeal right now. I didn't have no breakfast. You didn't have to tell me that, Brother Louis. I see you over there. Yeah. So we know that we have to resist some things. And if we resist often enough and long enough, it's going to flee. It's going to go. Yeah. The desire for it would just leave because you resisted it. Yeah. And that's how people stop drinking and drugging. They resist that thing because it comes back. But they keep resisting it. And if they begin to pray, if there are people who pray, then God removes the desire of it away. And once the desire goes, you no longer want it. Yeah. And so we thank God this morning. We can look back to where he brought us from. Yeah. When I look back, I knew I wasn't going to be eating no cauliflower and broccoli. No. I wasn't going to be making no cauliflower pancakes, that's not me. I'll go in there and make them regular pancakes and fill them up with a lot of syrup and butter. And instead of having two slices of bacon, I'll go ahead and have five with them good four pancakes. Yeah, crazy. Just crazy. Messing up everything. But God brought me to a place. And off and on, you know, the temptation came and I fell into temptation. But the Spirit of the Lord would come and remind me and I come up out of temptation. Yeah, and start back again. And that's what we do in this believing walk, in this godly walk. There'll be days when you may fall into temptation, but you don't stay there. You get up and allow God to brush you off. Ask him to forgive you. Forgive yourself and get back on that straight and narrow and keep going. Because I can't tell you this is an easy way. The godly way is an easy way. I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you is more than durable. This is a durable way. Yeah, it is. But your desires is what counts. So we look back to see what God brought us from. Look, I could have been in prison for life. I could have been dead and gone. I could have been in the mental institution. But when I look back at where he brought me from, all I can do is tell him, thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you today for where you brought me from. Because when I look back at my past, it's to look back and see where God brought me from. It's not to dwell on back there. I'm not dwelling in my past because that's what it is. It has passed. It's not still here. That's not who I am today. That's not what I'm going through today. That was back there, and I'm going to leave it back there. Now, when I reach back there, it's to bring the past to give a testimony unto what God has done. Because I can't live back there. That's over with. I don't ever want to go through that or do those things again. Yeah. And so it's all right this morning in the name of Jesus. But remember when you first got saved, look back at that. After you first got saved, after you first come to the Lord, what were you doing? How was you managing life? How was you thinking? what was going on with you? What do you think your desires were once he come in? Yeah, you allowed him to come in. You found him because he already knew where you were. But you, it's kind of like we discovered him. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so I'm so thankful unto him this morning that he's a way maker. And not only a way maker, he's the way. Yes, he is. The truth and the life. I got an eyelash in my eye here. Woo. Yeah, Lord. So listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and we're coming back with our scripture of the day, and we'll go from there. I want to go to this one this morning. Let's hear Lil John Rich.
Earth to God, come in, God. I know you're there, hearing our prayers wherever you are. We need you now to send your love down. Take away the pain in your holy name. We ask this now. We need your light. We need your love to heal the world you made. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. Earth to God. We're holding on, but not for long. Can you pull us all close to the Holy Ghost and keep us strong?
Just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. John Rich. Earth to God, come in, God. Hold on 1 minute. I see you now, Sister Samoa. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? Maybe she touched it by mistake. Are your phone muted? 267-586. Okay, maybe she touched it by mistake. All right, we're moving right along. Look where God brought you from. That's what we're looking at this morning. And I'm going over to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and I'm looking at verse 1. And if we go back to Hebrews chapter 3, we'll see they're talking about Moses and the Israelites. And not everybody could receive. He brought them out of Egypt. I mean, he brought them out of there from under the hand of Pharaoh. He brought them out of there because at one point they was supplying the mortar and the straw for them to build whatever Pharaoh wanted to have built. And Moses went over there and told him what God said. And then, you know, he had heard about the man being one of the Israelites being killed. I mean, one of his people, Pharaoh's people, being killed by an Israelite and a number of other things. So he became more evil towards them. And they had to get their own water and straw and make it and all of that to build what he wanted. It wasn't what they wanted. They were slaves and they had to do what they were told. But they began to cry out to the Lord for freedom. And God come. And he didn't quite come in the way that they wanted him to come, but he come in a way that he could be testified of even until this day. Yeah, he can. Yes, hallelujah. The doorpost, the blood over the doorpost, huh? Open up the Red Sea. They wandered around in the wilderness 40 years, but Moses went up to get the instructions from God. When they saw Moses, because he had been up where God was, when he come down, he was lit up. They saw all this evidence. And today we see a lot of evidence of God, but we just refuse to keep it in mind. We refuse to stay with it. Yeah. The Lord began to remind me of some things out of my past, that, you know, scriptures he had given to me and stuff like that. Things like slow to speak, quick to hear. Quick to hear. Hallelujah. Quick to hear, slow to speak. Yeah, that way you get a minute to marinate on what's being said. And if you want to give an answer, you'll give the right answer. Because you didn't just speak so fast. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So look. We remembering where God brought us from. And we remember if we obey him until this day, he will bless us. Not only bless us, he favor us, and he work miracles in our lives. And we want all of these. We want the blessings of God. We want the favor of God. We want the miracles of God. We want to know his way. We want to walk according to his way, according to his word. This is what the believer is seeking after, even until this day. We're not seeking after things that are not of God. We're seeking after things that is of him. That's what we're seeking after. Because we want more of him, more of his way, more of doing things the way he said to do them. Not the way we want to do them. Yeah. And when we learn and continue to work at doing this, we get better. Yeah, we get better in him, in God. So looking at Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it says, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. See, because sometimes we do, we have shortcomings. Sometimes, you know, people forget to fear God. And when we forget the things of God, we won't be able to enter into his rest. Because we're coming short of his promise. We're coming short of what he asked us to do. Yeah. For unto us was the gospel preached. How many heard the gospel? I've heard it. As well as unto them. Many more have heard the gospel. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Remember, the scripture says, those of us that come to him, we must believe. And we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We got to keep believing. and believing his word is true. You know, after staying with something so long, it somewhat becomes a part of you. Yeah. If you in this word daily and you're praying and asking for understanding, you know, knowledge and wisdom, and there are days if you don't read it, you'll feel it. You'll be like, something is off. I just don't, because you haven't done what has become a part of you. If you're used to praying at a certain time and something come up and you don't get to pray at that time, you can feel it. Because if you stay with it long enough, it becomes a part of you. If you listen to gospel videos on YouTube preachings, this preacher after this, you know, you're listening to them bring the word and ways to live right, ways to apply the word to your everyday life. They're giving you the understanding of how to apply it, what it is. Then what's happening is this: it becomes a part of you. So for unto us the gospel preached as well as unto them who don't believe. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. See, it didn't profit them because they didn't believe. We got to believe the word of God. We got to believe God. Yeah. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Look at this. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. God really completed everything for us. If we'll just stay with him, we're going to see. Even right now, we can rest, believe it or not, right now, because we're resting in him. We're resting in the surety of his word. We're resting in the promises and on the promises of God. You've heard me say this many mornings. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves you. You've heard me say these things many mornings. All of these things can cause us and will cause us to be at rest, even to be at peace, no matter what's going on. Yeah, you heard me give the testimony about a nephew. He was one of my favorites. And he got killed. Had I not had God when they told me that, I probably would have just went crazy. Oh, my goodness, not him. Not my favorite. I don't know how I would have handled that. But because I had God, I had the Holy Spirit. And, of course, the one who set me free, I had Jesus, the mediator between me and God. When they come and told me, I didn't get upset. Every now and then, you know, I would cry a little bit because I knew I would miss him. But I didn't, and was able to get up and speak at his funeral. Yeah, because some people have funerals and some people have homegoing celebrations. See, some people we know they're going to be with the Lord, so we celebrate. But when we don't know where you went, then we have a funeral for you. You're dead. Uh-huh. And so I learned to trust God. I learned to have faith in him because things are coming my way. Things that are out of my control, let's say. I can't fix it. There's no one living who can fix it. I need Almighty God to fix this for me. People going to court, many times they've been threatened. If you come back to my courtroom, I'm going to throw the book at you. They don't quite say throw the book, but they let you know, I'm going to give you some time if you come back now. You're getting away with 3 months today. You're getting away with probation today. But if you come back, I'm going to give you some time, meaning I can give you 25 years if the sentence, if the crime carried it. I'll give you the maximum sentence on the crime. So nobody want to do that. Then sometimes God is using what you've done to bring you out of it and to fix it so you never have to be concerned about it again. There are people in prison. Man have them locked up. God allowed it to spare their lives because he's trying to get them to a place of where, of what he brought them forth for. Let's put it that way. Why you was born. God is trying to get you to know why you was born and what you should be doing. But many times people refuse it. They refuse God. Then they're done that. I didn't want to know what it was at one point. So there are those who don't want to even know what I'm here for, what God wants me to do. So sometimes he to spare their life, he allowed them to go to prison. Sometimes he allowed them to go to prison to slow them down. You got time to talk to me now. You got time to hear. But I've seen people in prison get busy. Busy in the prison system because they think that's the way. He's done other things to slow people down so that they can hear. I know people, he allowed to have accidents. They can't walk. They can't do this. They can't do that. He slowed them down so that they could hear. Some heard and obeyed and got about the wheelchair. This is true. Some heard, but they wouldn't obey, so they stayed in the wheelchair. Yeah. God didn't do it to them, but he allowed it to happen. Remember Jonah? God was the one that called the wind to come and the sea to rage, be angry and violent. The sea was. God allowed it. Yeah, he did that because he was going to get Jonah back over there where Jonah was supposed to be. And then Jonah went over there and was still angry because he thought God should kill the people of Nineveh. Don't give them a chance. But when he spoke what God told him, he saw their hearts was ready to receive and obey. So many times God will allow people to go through things to soften their heart so the next time they hear from him, they will receive and obey. Yeah. But we look back where he brought us from because there are many things he allowed for me that I continue to ignore. Had I not ignored God, the warning, I never would have went to prison. I never would have sold drugs. Because I could have walked by faith and not by sight. I could have been, whatever state I was in, I could have been content. But I refused him. I refused to hear him. So now I'm making my own ways, which landed me in a place where I really did not want to go. And look at God. Look where he brought me from. Although I landed in prison, he took the prison experience and I allowed him in and he made it better. He didn't allow harm to come to me in prison. It's as if he went in before me and prepared for me to come in. Oh, but he knew one day I would receive and obey. So until that day, he took care of me. And all the madness and all the crazy things I did, he yet protected and blessed me. Yeah. He did it for me. So we which have believed do enter into rest. Yeah. We that's got him, we can rest. Because we believe, we have him, we got faith, we trust him, we walk by faith and not by sight. We know that God did this 2 weeks ago. Now something else has arrived. He'll do that too. He'll fix that too. But as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. See, because, yeah, God got angry. Remember what he did back there with Noah? He said, I won't always strive with man. I see the very intent of man's heart is evil, even from his birth. Mm-hmm. Verse 4 says, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his work. The fifth verse says, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Six says, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. That's what it says. God came. We wouldn't receive because we didn't believe. Some believe and we got the rest. But those who have not received and God has continued to come, they're not resting. It's always something. Yeah. Somebody will say, well, Barbara, you've been to prison. And you happy? You even happy about the time you spent in prison, the things that went on in prison, Barbara? Something wrong with you. I'm resting. In his promises. He has proven to me. You've been somewhere. And there will always be a number behind your name. People can pull you up and see where you've been. But I'm greater. Oh, yeah. And I've allowed greater to live in you. For greater is he that liveth in you than he that, that is in the world. It don't make no difference where you've been. It makes no difference where you come from. It makes no difference about your nationality, your skin color, your hair type. How you look, it makes no difference. He made you for his pleasure. And no matter what, if we receive him and make a wise choice to obey his word, not only will he bring us to a rest, but he will bless our lives because our lives will be hid in him. Yeah. My life is no longer my own. I don't own me. I found out I was bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. My life is not my own. He redeemed me back to him. I really didn't belong to my parents. I belonged to him because he made me and made me for his pleasure. They were the overseers that he brought forth over my life. This is what he done for me. Yeah. And when we go to him, he will in no wise cast us out. I don't care what it is. So it makes no difference who you are. I want to say it make a difference what you are. Because if you belong to God, he belongs to you. You're resting. You got his promises. You have his spirit. You have his word. What more can I do? What more can I do? I laid the foundation for you and opened up the way. It's up to you to make the choice to choose the way. You didn't even have to lay the foundation. I did it for you. I sent my son to suffer, bleed, hang, die, conquer all, and rise with all power. I open up the way for you because my son is the way. And if you'll come to him and receive him, he will in no wise cast you out because I've given you to him. And what he will do for you is set you free. He'll set you free from drug addiction. He'll set you free from alcohol addiction. And any other addiction and lying spirit and anything else that you have obtained through your own self, through the world, through what you thought. But you must believe. It all starts with faith. That's the key to God, faith. Those of us come to him, we must believe, he said. Believing that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, that's the key word, diligently seek him. Constantly, continuously seeking him, seeking his word. Reading his word and reading it out loud. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. You've heard me say it not only comes through believing the word of God the more we hear, but other things too. If you continue to hear your parents say, you dumb, you stupid, get out of here, what you want, I ain't doing nothing for you, I'm not going to do that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it'll make you believe that you're not worthy. It'll make you believe you're dumb, you're stupid, you're no good. Nobody wants to be around you. You're nothing in the world and nobody. It'll make you feel everybody else is important but you. You will compare yourself to other people. You will put other people, even no good people, up on a pedestal as gang members. As thieves, as robbers. You will put others before you because of what you heard. Faith cometh by hearing the word. And not just the word of God, but any other negative words as well. Because if we hear it long enough, we begin to believe it. Somebody told you on the job, you'll never promote. You'll never be a supervisor. If you hear that long enough, you'll believe it. That's when what I won't kick in, faith to believe that I'm going to get that supervisor's job. I heard they say I believe I am. And if you keep believing and believe strong enough, you will end up with the right position that you desire. I'm a living witness. Then, therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Some of us heard it. You heard the voice, but you just hardened your heart. Many have hardened their hearts and said there is no God. And they say all of this because they did not get what they wanted. We got to remember Almighty God who have all the power, Jehovah God, he's all wise. See, we got to remember, he's wise. Now, he give us some wisdom, but we'll never have more wisdom than he has. So when you don't get those shoes you wanted, when you're thinking, well, why they let the baby die? Why God let the baby die? Why God let that bad thing? He's wiser than us. We think it from our flesh. Because we don't see the whole picture. we don't see beginning to the end. So because of what we feel, we open our mouth and say something. But he's wiser. He know why. He know what's best. I remember he showed me one time. You're concerned about that child was going to grow up and wreak havoc. I allowed him out. Sometimes the child was going to grow up and suffer. I allowed them out of the suffering by allowing them to die. He's all wise. He's all knowing. We look in one way because we are flesh and blood. And all that we have come from him. He gave us the knowledge. He gave us the understanding. He gave us the wisdom. The doctor that go to school, excuse me, save the unsaved, God allow him to have obtain the wisdom to know how to perform the operation, to know how to write a prescription that will work for you according to your symptoms, according to what he diagnosed you with. The pilot that flies the planes, God allowed them the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, the know-how. For without him, we can do nothing. I know many may not understand that. But without God, nothing is going on in the world that's going on. Everything you see that's going on, good, bad, or evil, God has allowed it. The heavens and the earth belong to him. He made them both. Looking at the 8th verse of Hebrews chapter 4, it says, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? He couldn't give them rest. They was going to come in and mess up something anyway because they didn't believe. Anybody remember the rich man come to him, young man come to him, and he told the rich man what to do? You got to sell all your possessions. You got to deny your family. He went away looking sad. He didn't know the wisdom of God because he didn't know God. He wasn't going to allow himself to know God because he just wanted what he wanted. He wanted to hear what he wanted to hear. And many are like that today. If they're not hearing what they want to hear, they reject it. And it's God speaking, but it's not what they want to hear in the way that they want to hear it, so they reject it. I see so many people following false teachings and false preachers and the false word. It's a trick. They have no clue. The truth comes, they reject the truth and get angry over the truth because it's not what they desire to hear. It's not what they want to hear. I don't want to hear nobody telling me I need to repent for cussing. I don't cuss, but yet you're saying ugly words. I don't want nobody coming to tell me how to live my life. If I'm a woman and want a woman, if I'm a man and want a woman, let me want it. It's my thing. I'm going to do what I want to do, but God said it was wrong. I don't care. He even said it was an abomination. I don't care. He said hell would be your home. So what? There is no hell. They'll go there because they are not hearing what they want to hear. I've seen people leave the true church of God, the house of prayer, to follow prosperity preaching. Prosperity preaching. A lot of storytelling. That kind of thing. About the money God has given to them. Not about the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Not that at one time when man sinned, God winked. But today he's commanding everybody to repentance. You can't sin and not repent. Verse 9 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Therefore remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, to the believer, to the saints of God, the people of God. There's a rest for you. And not just when you go back with him, but there's a rest right here, right now, because we're resting in him. We're resting on his word. It's like you've taken a break, but yet you're constantly going. The Lord blessed me to get much done, yet I was resting. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own work, as God did from his. See, I cease from my own work, to be honest with you, and now I do the work of God. Because that work I was doing, it only profited in the natural. It did nothing for the spirit man, where it's most important. We must become a spiritual people to go back with God when he comes. He don't mind me being a human resources director. He don't mind that. He don't mind me being a human management, a human services manager. He don't mind that. But even in all of that, I must be spiritual about what I'm doing. I must be prayerful and led by the Spirit of God. I want that rest. Not just when I go back with him, but right here on the earth. Yeah. I believe I'm the head and not the tail. I believe I'm above and not beneath. I believe no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I know I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loved me. He's shown me. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He's shown me. I've done it before. Says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. I'm going to work unto the Lord spiritually. I told you about the maintenance man that came the other day. Before I went out the door, I prayed. As I was going out the door, I was praying. When I got out the door, started talking to him and everything, he ended up praying for me. Spiritual. Spiritual. Because we are serving a spiritual God. We are trying to please a spiritual God. We cannot please a spiritual God with natural things, with the flesh. We must please him spiritually according to his word. These are things that he know about. See, he know about the spiritual things because he's spiritual. He know about the truth because he's a truthful God. He know about good because he's a good God. He know about doing right because he's a righteous God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. What does that mean to you? Be ye holy, for I am holy. How many have prayed about it? How many have prayed about doing right, doing good before God? He gave us his spirit, and the spirit will lead and guide. It will talk to us. It will remind us. But we got to have some desires in that. We got to want to do right. We got to want to do good. We got to want to be holy because he's holy. And as I was explaining back in the day, in many of the churches, they thought they could control what they were doing. But many saw that didn't pan out. today, many preachers think it's in their own power that they can stop this and stop that. And when you hear people say, well, I don't smoke and I don't drink, it goes beyond that. That's the devil department. That's nothing to do with God. God don't deal in sin. He deal in holiness. And then he yet know, God knows the desires of our heart, and there are some things that we're doing is not unto death. It's not considered a sin. It's considered a shortcoming. And when we go to God, if we feel like it's a sin, but it's a shortcoming, God knows it's a shortcoming, you thinking it's a sin, but you go to God with your shortcoming. Sometimes it don't go anywhere. It remains. But he said this, and I did not. He said, Apostle Paul said he was going to show us a mystery, that we all would be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Who we are now, we won't be that anymore. So us thinking that we can stop ourselves from doing things, get in God. Get in his word. Pray for a desire to walk upright before him daily. Because if we walk upright before him, we're going to walk upright before man daily. The key word in there is daily. Because every day he wake you up, we have a responsibility unto him. We ask him to come into our hearts and live. We believe him, we trust him, we love him, so we want to do whatever it is that pleases him, whatever it may be. Work unto him, share with others. Yeah. Sometimes we give our last to people because I have faith to believe, Lord, this is your desire that I give to them, and whatever I need, you're going to supply it. I'm not even worried about it. Sometimes we are sad over things that God has allowed because he's trying to show us something. And we keep seeking him. And as we keep seeking him, he unfolds everything. And then we're like, oh, Lord, Lord, forgive me. I didn't see that. No, you wouldn't see that. Because your eyes are not in every place. You're not beholding the evil and the good. He is. But he's got a mighty sweet way of unfolding things before you. Some things he'll tell you to do. You think it's you going to do it, but God has led you to do this. And once you do it, everything unfolds. And your day and your life is better. You feel so much better. Why is that, Barbara? He knows the very intent of your heart. His word is most important that we know. That we know what his word says concerning us. Why is that? It's going to help us. It's going to help us to get through our daily life. It's going to help us each day to get through. Because so much comes our way. When I tell you, it's like a lot of pouring. See, remember, I prayed and asked for this and that for the house, the lawn, and I prayed for the roof, and I prayed for the lanai, and I prayed for this, and I prayed for all of that is coming. And the way that it's coming in, I'm like, I wasn't right quite ready. He said, wait on me. I wasn't quite ready. Huh? But he's doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 12 says, for the word of God is quick, is right now, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God, you know why? It can change us. Yeah, I remember days I had intent, because someone made me angry. I had the intent in my heart to call him back and say something, but he led me to the word. And when I read what the scripture said, I couldn't do it. It's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, separating of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, that's what his word says. I like all that kind of carrying on. I'm holding to the word of God. I'm beholden to what he said. I'm beholden that if I do what his word said, I'm like his son. I'm obeying him and I want to please him. I didn't go out to suffer, bleed, hang, and die, conquer all and rise with all power. He didn't allow me to have to take on that task. He gave that to his offspring. But to obey him and to please him, he gave that to me. I'm able to do that unto him. 13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. What? What you said, Barbara? His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He see clean through you. He see the bare naked you. He see everything about you. He know the intent of your heart. That's why we can just mumble a few words. He hear and answer. Because he know who is man. That God is even mindful of him. Man thinks so much of himself. Man thinks he deserves this and he should get that. They started using a term I had never really heard of it to really notice it, but when I heard it, I had to look at entitlement. That's what man thinks. All that God has to offer, all that man think he want, all that man think he need, all that man think he should have, man think he's entitled to it because of who God is and because of his son. But we shouldn't think more of ourselves than we ought to, because who is man that God, or who are man, meaning more than one, that God is even mindful of him. I believe we deserve death. I believe we don't even deserve to exist. But what, Barbara? Grace, mercy, and most of all, his love. He loved man. He know man come from a sinful nature. He know that man born and evil and continue to get evil, more evil and more evil. It's not enough evil man can do. He know this, but yet he loved man and he found a way to redeem man back to him, and he found a way that man can stay with him. He offered his spirit, Holy Spirit, because he's a holy God. Again, be ye holy, for I am holy. He offered his Holy Spirit to us. He give it to us as a gift so that he can keep striving with man. But man won't research God. Man won't seek God. Man won't obey and believe. The key that man will not do is obey God. I take that back. Believe God. Won't do it. So it caused many things to go wrong for man, because all that God has said is to help, protect, to keep, to bring rest and peace, joy and happiness unto man. But man can't get it. If we remember back, look what Jesus told them. You got to believe on me. They couldn't do that. They left. They left him. He asked the 12, will y'all leave me? See, because man think more of himself than he ought. Man will surrender to God. Just surrender your all to God. Let it go. Yeah. 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. What have you professed? We have a great high priest. I'm about to get excited right quick here. That is passed into the heavens. Do you remember he went back to prepare a place for us that where he is we may be also? He left them 12 looking up in the sky. And the angel said, what you looking up there for like that? The same way he went, he coming back. So you ain't got to just keep looking up thinking you're going to see where he went. Just know he's coming back. And while he's gone, he asked the Father to send us a comforter. And then he never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. Anything going on that you don't like, call on him. He's able. Let us hold fast to our profession. I profess that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. That's my profession. Yeah. 15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. You sick? You can call on him. He can feel it. But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. My goodness, it makes me tremble a little bit. He was tempted like me, but yet he didn't sin. I was tempted and fell into it. Almost fell into it the weekend with them cakes. I was tempted. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of infirmity. There are people teach that your sickness won't touch God. Your tears won't touch. I beg you the difference. Well, they say the difference. Are you kidding me? But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Yet without sin. Help me today, Lord. Strengthen me that when I'm tempted, I don't fall into temptation. Lord, let me be yet without sinning in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it for all of us today. In your Son, Jesus' name. 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Huh? I can come boldly before him, even to repent. Yet I fear. But when I go to repent, I feel embarrassed. I feel godly sorry. You know, I'm hurt myself that I did wrong. But he said I can come boldly unto the throne of grace, that I can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Mercy kicked in. He saw me. He saw I was sick, mercy kicked in. And I found grace to help me in my time of need. His grace was sufficient for me. Yeah, we got to think on some things. Look back where he brought you from. And somewhat the ending of it is, look at what I've done. How much have I done for him? I see a lot that I've done against him, but how much have I done for him? Lord, I want to work unto you, and I want to work while it's day, for when night comes, no man can see. You brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. It's a marvelous light. Because this light is your son. And I know he shined in darkness many times, and the darkness comprehended it not. But Father, when you shined on me, I was able. You blessed me to comprehend. You blessed me that the day I heard your word, I didn't harden my heart. I may not have given my life to you at the altar, at the church building. But wherever I gave my life to you, you received me. You accepted me. Because I have a will to give it or not. And today you're telling me to give it because you want to bless me. You even want to bring me into a rest. That no matter what I am, what I'm going through, I yet can have peace and rest and joy and happiness, no matter what it is. Because you are my joy. You are my strength. You are my happiness. You give all of these things to me. And when I look back on the things that you gave me, it caused me to tell you thank you. It caused me to say hallelujah unto you. It caused me to say, glory, thank you, Lord Jesus, because of what you've given unto me, what you've done for me. Yeah. And it's already all right this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning. And Father, we ask that you will forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, wrong thoughts, wrong speakings, and wrong feelings. Father, your word said there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of is destruction. The end thereof is destruction. Father, forgive us this morning. And Father, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. We come this morning asking that you would let this mind be in us that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Father, we come this morning asking that you would give us a new way of thinking. Lord, use us in your service to bless your people. Help us to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. We thank you for forgiveness this morning. We thank you for putting our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to remember them again. Help us this morning to walk upright before you. And Lord, let us be the church that you're coming back looking for without spot or wrinkle. We believe your word this morning. Lord, we believe you want us to do better. You want us to do good. You want us to do what's right. Without you, we can't do it. Without you, we can do nothing. Stir up your gifts in us. Stir up your spirit in us, oh God. Take us back to the place where we first received you. This morning, if we need to do our first works over, help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're our all in all. Father, you're all we got. Everything else is perishing. Help us today to hold on. Help us today to obey. Help us to love you. And help us to believe. When we don't believe anything else, God, help us to believe you in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Father, we give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We ask it this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. Hey, thank you, thank you. Thank you for hearing us. We thank you for answering us. For Father, who is man that you're mindful of us? You made us for your pleasure. We belong to you. And we need you today, Father. We need you today. Lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. Do it for us this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. Oh, we give you glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. None. Ah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah. Because God lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's him that holds my future. Life is worth the living just because he lives. Because my life is hid in him. My life is now according to him, not according to myself. And I'm grateful unto him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miss Vicki Winers this morning. And she jazzed it all kind of up. And I just thank God this morning for the words of inspiration, the words of Zion. Hallelujah. Grateful unto him this morning. All right, Miss Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? The studio
good
is
morning,
open.
Good morning. Good morning, Evangelist Barbara. I sit here and I thought, I say, Lord, I read that a best friend of mine daughter relapsed on heroin and died. She just had a baby from her 4 months old. Now she leaves behind 4 month old baby and a 4 year old daughter. Lord, nobody wakes up wanting to be on drugs. Father God, we need to know that we need you in this hour. We need you, Father. Oh, we need you right now. We need you because man show us how we can make fast money. Man show us that try this and you'll never feel the same again. He never lied, though you won't feel the same again. You just won't be able to put that down again. Oh, Lord, God, because you live, this is your way of not addicting the baby, because if mama's on heroin, then her breast milk going to be heroin and the baby going to get addicted. So we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you. Although it's painful, we thank you, God. We thank you. Because you live, we can face tomorrow. I can face my past and say, oh, I won't look back. I can't go back. I can't go back. I got to go to the place where I first found Jesus. I found him where I was doing adultery. I found him where I was fornicating. I found him where I was lying. I found him where I was stealing. I found him where I was treating people wrong. Oh, where I found God, he found me. And he accepted me just where I was at. All I had to do was say, Jesus, save me. And he saved me. I mean, you just should have saw. I total lost a SUV. Total loss. It broke the frame and all, but nothing broke on me. Oh, because he lived. And he came again to save me again. A semi, fully loaded semi, backed in. Just rammed in the back of my car. I'm sitting at the red light. But I still live. Lord, I thank you this day. I thank you that even when man wanted to kill me, you still saved me. There's a purpose for my life, God. Help me to get up each day. If I don't say nothing else, to thank you, Jesus, for this day. All I have is right now. Yesterday is a cancer check. Tomorrow's not promised. All I have is right now, Lord God. Keep me on the road of straight and narrow. Keep me where I know that it is you that saved me. You saved my life so many times. You saved my life, and I didn't even know that you were saving my life. Oh, because you live, Lord, and because you know my name. Man may call my name, but you, and as I think about what Robert said, I call you by your name. Oh, Lord, you call me by my name every morning. The alarm clock don't even wake me up anymore. You wake me up, and it was never the alarm clock anyway. But you show me now, I just sit up and I go, is it time yet, God? Did I miss it? Oh, thank you, God, for giving me excitement about wanting to meet you first thing in the morning. We need to meet as you meet us where we at. If we in the jailhouse, you come there too. Even if we on death row, you come there. I've seen you had a state to sit in a state of not, you know, performing the execution this day. You meet us where we at. I've seen you when my brother blew his brains out and he lasted a couple of days just so he could ask for your forgiveness. Oh, God, we thank you. We were the seven children. There were seven of us. Seven mean God completion. But God, you're here, and there's three of us left, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But because you live, we are here. We are here. We have no fathers and we have no mothers, but God, you're with us every day. And today, God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you that you keep me safe and out of harm's way. As my friend said, Jerry, you worry about COVID? How can I worry about COVID when I got God? No, I'm not worried about COVID. Only thing I'm concerned about, we need to start praying for the earth better. What we need to do is worry about praying and stop worrying about what man is telling us. It's praying time. It's praying time. If we ever prayed, it's praying time. And God, I want to be the one that you say, Jerry, servant, well done. I don't want you to depart from me, never, as I have departed from you. Keep me near, Father. And as my mother would say, keep me near the cross. And she used to say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, for there is no other help I know. If thou withdraw thy hands from me, where will I go? My brother and I, we used to run around in the bedroom and listen at her in the kitchen again, stretching her hands to thee. Micah, we don't even have no food in the cabinet. She talking about stretching her hands to thee. We was niggling. By the time she got through praying, the doorbell was ringing. I'll get it, Mama. No, you sit your fast behind down. I'll get the door. Okay. She comes and there's boxes of food coming in the house. And she go to praying again. I said, oh, Michael, she prayed again. We got some of that good cheese today. I can't wait to make me a cheese sandwich. But because our mother was praying for us as little ones, he's still on that UPS job for 40 years. I stayed on my job for 37 years. One job. And she told him the same as she told me, you'll have it for as long as you want it. He said to me the other day, sis, I think I'm going to give it up next year. 40 years is long enough. What you think? I said, well, you got 5 retirement checks. You worked at 3 security jobs, and you worked at the Army, retired, and Wells. You worked at Wells, and you worked at UPS. Wow, you got a lot of retirement checks. Yes. And we earned them, Jerry. We didn't steal it. We didn't kill nobody for it. And because we had a praying mama, we none went to jail. Hallelujah. It ain't that I didn't do nothing wrong. But because I had a praying mama. She was my aunt, but I called her my mama. Because God never blessed her with any of her own birthright children, but he gave us seven. Seven of our sister children. She got on that stool and she did hair from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. She cleaned that house and she sent her children to school. And when your socks got too little for you, she took the lace off the socks and put them on your underwear. She made all your clothes. She even used the crocus sack that the flower came in and made dresses and tops for me. I got her first single sewing machine. I never learned how to thread a needle. Praise the Lord there. But she sewed all night, did hair all day and night. And that's why I said, oh, Mom, I can't work like you. This is too much. But she just kept on praying. And then when she used to say, by and by, it'll all be better by and by. How great thou art, Jerry. And before we went to bed, you better not have hopped in that bed without saying the Our Father prayer. Thank you, God, that you put me in a house. You birthed me in an alcoholic drug house. But you moved me out of that house and put me into a Christian home. I didn't know I needed you as much as I did until I got grown. Thank you for keeping me out of harm's way, Jesus, that saved a wretch like me. May the work I done, and that's what she said to me when she was dying, may the work I done speak for me. Yes, Mama is speaking for you. Your prayers kept me out of jail. Your prayers kept me from embarrassing you. Your prayers kept us on our jobs longer than almost we lived so far. 37 years, and Michael been there 40 years. Wrath died on his job. Lord God, you did us right. You put us where we would be okay. So I just wanted to tell God, thank you. Thank you for removing me out of sin and putting me into the house of worship. You brought it back to my attention when we saw Samson and Delilah. I remember the movie. And we was happy sitting down looking at TV. We didn't know what to look at on TV, but whatever our mother showed us. Now the children sit up all night and look at all types of things. And you got to wonder. They're showing sanitary napkins and tampons on TV. They didn't show that kind of things when we were growing up. They had prayer in school. They moved that out. So the prayer went out and the guns came in. But God, I know you're doing something in this season. But whatever you're doing, I know the battle is not mine, it's yours, says the Lord. Take this country, take this earth by his hand and lead us on. Take care of us, Father, for we know not what we are doing. And I'll speak that prayer every day because, Father, it's me, oh Lord, standing at the knees of prayer. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's not even my mama because they're gone. It's me, oh Lord. It's me, Jerry. I'm standing in need of prayer. I'm standing in need of doing the right thing. Let me make no decision unless I know it comes from you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, Papa.
Lord, because he's done great things for us, great and mighty things for us, and he's worthy this morning of the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I know sometimes we may think, you know, we're doing what we, you know, all we can do. We're doing what we're supposed to do, but I tell you, we can do more. Yeah, we can do more. Delight ourselves in him. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, just because he's going to bless us, not just because of that. But it's automatic. It can't help but bless you because he spoke it. But if we delight ourselves in him, He's going to give it to us. Hallelujah. Anything you desire. Yeah. God is able. God is able. Yeah. It says he shall. It's a promise. Give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Yeah. And see, we want to seek him with our whole heart. To me, some people try to keep a portion of their heart for themselves. I'm going to give God this much, but I'm going to keep this much. No, give it all to him. Give it all to him. Because he's able to take care of the whole thing. We can't even really take care of portion. He takes care of it all. He's able. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we thank him this morning. I have a request, and I am going to play that request, but the studio is open. Feel free to press that number one and come in and share this morning.
Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. And I'm gonna take it. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole
like that, but we can bring the whole hood by having something for the hood unto God. Yes, we can. We can do something unto him. Hallelujah. Tell the people about the goodness of him. Yeah. Because people are going through. Many people are going through. I see a lot of money being given out. This PPP thing. All kind of stuff. And I got a report that even if they get EBT, the government was giving each child like $300 and something more. And on taxes, giving extra money to children because they're trying to help families provide for the family, you know. So God have a mighty sweet way. And sometimes things appear to be as though they're not, you know. And we're careful in what we accept. We're careful in why is this being given. You know, we're careful about a lot of things, and we pray and continue on in Jesus. But today we want to give him our all. Give him everything that we can give him. Because today God is worthy. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today. And he'll be that way forevermore. Worthy. Because look back and look what he's done for us. Yeah. I can think of days myself when I didn't have food and God provided. I can remember coming home from a trip. And the electric was off, and it was in the winter. And I called around, you know, couldn't find nobody to help. God just opened a door and made a way, and the electric came back on. Therefore, I had heat. I can remember days, things I needed for my children, God provided. Yeah. So he's able this morning to see us through. But we don't want to just receive from him and not give him anything back. We want to give him our all. Again this morning, he is truly worthy. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful unto him today. And I got another message yesterday. Got a call, too, from Sister Yvonne. We don't hear from her often. But she called me yesterday. And we got a chance to talk about some things. She said, oh, yeah, and I have a praise report for you. She gave her praise report because God had told me to tell her some things because she was going through. She was going through, and she was really, really concerned about this stuff. And I told her, look, in the end, you're going to win. He's going to do it. He's already spoken. And sometimes people, I know they may feel, well, that's Barbara, you know, she's talking. No, listen to me. I said no. I didn't say no. No, listen. If God's speaking, it shall surely come to pass. And let's not look at the person. If you want it, don't look at them. Look unto him who's able. Who's able to give you your heart's desire. Who's able to add all of these things that you want unto you. Who's able to make your day brighter. Who's able to bless your children. And sometimes we see our children going through stuff we don't understand. It's time to pray. Yeah. It's I pray for mine and let them go. One of my daughters, about a year ago or so, we had a disagreement. And she said some things to me, and I really didn't like what she said. And then she told me, she said, well, I let it go, and you want to keep it going. That's what she told me. Oh, I didn't like that. You know, hey, woo, thank God you're not close to me. But anyway, I let it go. You belong to him. I belong to him. I told him about you. Now, what he do with you is up to him. It's not up to me. And just like the clear blue sky, she just write me like nothing else. Jesus. God got a mighty sweet way of working things out. We have to let it go. See, we can't let it go. We got to hold on to it. We're afraid if we let it go, it's going to completely go away. Now, you're not letting it completely go away. You're letting it go to God. You put it on the altar to him who can fix it. We heard him say we can come boldly before the throne of grace and come coming boldly before the throne, we can make our petition known unto him. So when you let it go to God, and you give it up. Stop thinking on it so much, because you overthink it and it's just messing up everything. It's holding it up. The more we think about it, the more we talk about it, the more we put emphasis on it, it takes longer. But when we let it go to God, he'll come in and fix it. Bring your flesh under subjection, because that's what's raging and rampant. It's your flesh. It's not your spirit, man. Oh, I just want the trees cut. Oh, I just want the yard cut. Oh, I want the flower beds cleaned out. Oh, I want this painted. Oh, I want that painted. And I'm not willing to do it. So I got to wait on God. But when I let it go, I see more happening. I've come a long ways right now. From when I began to speak what I wanted, I've come a long ways. He's done a lot of those things I wanted to have done and still doing things. But I have to let go and let God have his way. Yeah, I'm grateful unto him this morning. And we thank him for all he's done. All he's done. What he's doing, what he's going to do, what he's doing right now. Because he's doing something for us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, I tell you, sometimes you go to do one thing, God do another. I just met a lady through the help to buy 30 sewing machines over on GoFundMe. I closed that down. We're no longer, fundraising on that, and I'm returning the money back to the people who gave. And I met this one lady, and she had given, and I, asked her for information to return her money. And she wrote me back some of the nicest emails, and I gave her the link to the show. And she said, I'm at work now, but I will take a listen in the archives, the replay. And she gave me her blog, and it's not a radio show, but I'm going to check it out. She said, I just put encouraging words every day. Because how many know we need to be encouraged in Jesus daily? This is why we come every morning, early, to be encouraged in him. Yeah, he's able and able to see us through. Good morning, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you this morning. I just saw you. Yeah. So we thank him today. There's none like him. He's able to see us through. And a lot of things God brings forth here is for you to do the rest of the research. He's giving you a portion. And if you research him further, you're going to find out it's him that blessed you. It is him that blessed you because you went in seeking. Yeah, you didn't just come here to get everything, and you do nothing, but you came and you got some, and then you begin to seek him, you begin to seek his word, yeah, and you'll find out some things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto him. I'm going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is still open. If no one have anything they would like to say, then I will pray us out today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful, God is so wonderful. He's wonderful, God. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my God's name, I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, he's wonderful. you never try God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father come down and make a way. And oh, and oh, I can't help but love God, He's so wonderful. And oh, and oh, He's a yes, He is. Just Him, oh, 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 He's wonderful. I know the Lord, He's so wonderful. Oh Lord, oh, 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 He's been my mother, been my father too. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And oh, and oh, oh, I love God, He's so.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He truly is wonderful. And we thank Him this morning. So if there anyone have something they would like to say, we have a lot of time this morning. If not, I'm praying out. All right. But Jerry, I muted your mic, but I'm going to open it back up because I opened your mic back, Jerry, because I heard some noise. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name
okay,
of Jesus.
Okay, I'm here, Barbara. I wanted to say one more thing.
Okay, okay, go
if
ahead.
If you don't know nothing else, God is on our side even when we don't know He's there. He's been there for us when we were making a decision that someone else told us to do this. We didn't really want to do it, but we didn't want to not feel cool in front of our friends. God is so wonderful. He sometimes has to take us in places in order for us to find Him. I used to say to my brother, why does it always look like the three children Mary Ivy raised never went to jail, and the ones that Satan they raised, they all went to jail? He said, because they didn't have what Mary Ivy kids had. They had, Mary Ivy believed in prayer before you go to bed, or you got a little spanking, because she said, she would, after we said Our Father prayer, she would grab us all under her arms and say, and God, I'm a widow, but bless His house, and let us know, she didn't say let me know, let us know that You are our protector, and we will worry about nothing as long as we have You, Jesus. And my little song we sung, as long as I got King Jesus, Michael and I, you know, we were the two little bad ones. We were pretending like we were singing, as long as I got King Jesus, everything going to be all right, jumping around. She'd look at us, and when we got through with our little song, because Ralph was serious about King Jesus, Michael and I, we was just bad ones. She said, okay, Miss Jerry, you can go in the room, but tomorrow when we sing King Jesus, don't take it for a joke. She said, you know I have arthritis on my knees, and I climb up on that stool, and I do hair. I take care of you children, and this welfare check was $89 a month in those days. So $89 for me, $89 for Ralph, and $89 for Michael. She's saying, I charge $2 a hair. So, you know, this is the old days, $2 a hair for hair. Lord have mercy. But then that was one day King Jesus set Mama down. She couldn't do hair no more. And her Social Security check she got was only $131 a month. But King Jesus supplied that house. King Jesus put meals on that table. King Jesus stopped the butter and the cheese and the meat for coming. But Mama customers remembered her and those children, and they would drop food off just like it was the grocery store at their house once a week. We learned how to. Michael learned how to make the biscuits. I didn't. Ralph learned how to cut the yard. and I learned how to make sausage. We had a lot of sausage and eggs, but King Jesus made sure that our clothes was nice because the neighbors and all would always bring us clothes. We looked it like rich kids. But when Marietta got so sick and couldn't do no more, God sent in angels to take care of two boys and one girl. Two boys and one girl with nothing to eat. And we didn't know. And then one day Michael said, why don't we try that prayer Mama do? I said, what prayer is that? As long as I got King Jesus? He said, no, you remember. It can't hurt us because we don't have nothing in the refrigerator now, Jerry. Let's go to the refrigerator like she did. Let's do what Mama showed us to do. And I'm going to tell you this right now. When I get in real trouble, I do what Mama showed me to do. Father, I stretch my hands to thee, for there is no other help I know. If thou wilt draw thy hands from me, welleth will I go. And we grab, and I say, now you got to remember what Mama also did. She got on the knees after she did that and said, Father, it is done. I said, all we got to do now is what she told us to do. Believe it, receive it, and it shall come to pass. I tell you to this day, after you do it and you really believe God, he shows up and he show out. I had no car. I was going through a divorce. Robert didn't want to give me a divorce, but I walked in Duval Falls. And when I got out the broke out car, I said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. I walked out in less than an hour with a brand new car, 12 miles, with no money down and no payments for 90 days and no job. Just trying. Somebody really need to just try Jesus. Because when you try Jesus, everything is so wonderful. You don't try it, everything else. As my brother and I said, we might as well try what Mama showed us to do. And I won't stop trying what Mama showed me to do, no matter what. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. That's my prayer every morning. I get up. Because there is no other help I know. God took care of me when I didn't have a job. He took care of me when I had a job. They said, Jerry, you always happy when you come in here, because I was always a happy person. I said, you know why I'm so happy? God takes good care of me. I was driving a car that would break down, no telling where. But he always made sure I got to my children, even with the broke down car. And then one day he sent me to the place where he gave me no more broken down cars. And he turned my husband's heart to love me more, even with my mean, mean, mean self. And then I heard my brother say, Jerry, why don't you try what Mama tried? What is that? Try not being so mean and ask God to help you with your temple. And ever since I tried that, God is so wonderful. Oh, is he so wonderful in my life. He doesn't let me make those dumb decisions that I like to make. He'll say, no, 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 no. That's a dead end. Don't go down there. That's a dead end. You're about to get in trouble. I even drove down the street I grew up on, and I said, ooh, this place looks awful. It doesn't even look like what I was grew up where I grew up at. They call it Newtown now. It is a bad place. But God moved me out of there, and he has took care of us. My brother have a beautiful home, beautiful cars. But he worked 40 years. We can't be jealous of him, as I told my other sisters and brother. He worked all his life. He worked 3 or 4 jobs all of his life. I only worked 1 job for 37 years. He worked 4 and 5 jobs. for 40 years. He's entitled to what he has because God blessed him with children and a beautiful wife. He didn't get it right the first time, the second time, or the third time. But when he married this wife, he found out what a faithful wife is. And I'm so happy for him. We don't need to be jealous when we see somebody with a Bentley and a big house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy. We need to thank God that they got that. Because if you're doing it for her, you'll do it for me. Just get happy when you see someone get blessed. Because this is the season to reap what you have sown. Sow into good ground. Don't sow and take it back. Oh, okay, give it back to me. No, sow into it. Leave it there, because if you dig the seed up, it won't grow. Continue to let it sow into the seed. Let that seed grow. Let it stay buried. I don't give because I have a lot of money. No, I give because God said, I'll return it to you a hundredfold. And I'm not giving it so I can get. No, because you can't outgive God. I'm giving because God said, I'll meet your every need, and I'll meet you where you are. So I thank God. Please, God, keep on meeting me where I'm at, because I need you daily. The wrong thing, I can turn the TV on and look at it and get caught up in it. I used to have to watch The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful. I couldn't get my day going until I watched that. Until one day, I saw something on there, and I was like, ooh, they take this stuff too far. I don't need to watch Bold and the Beautiful. I need to know that God is bold and he is beautiful. And everything he does is wonderful. Lord, keep me on the right road. And Father God, keep Brother Frank in that truck, as you said to me. Safe, keep him safe in that truck. For he's making a living. Keep him safe. Keep everybody on the prayer line safe, Father. Some people are shy. They just can't talk. But they need prayer. So, Father, we're sending out prayers for everybody all over the, everywhere. Because you're so wonderful, God. And you died for a wretch like me. You died for the one that picked at her mother for jumping up and shouting, God is good. God is real good. And she would walk in the room and say, 99 and a half on due tonight, Robert. 99 and a half on due, Jerry. 99 and a half on due. I want 100% of your prayers and sincere, young lady. Oh, Mama, I be praying all the time. Okay. She said, but tonight I'm coming in there and pray with you. God is showing me some stuff, and I need to hold your hand in prayer. I would look at her like, oh, God, maybe he did show something. Micah, did you tell Mama, bye, 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 bye? No. She always praying. Maybe she went in the corner and God showed her you. Because you know you're just as bad as they come. Oh, and you're not. But now we are all grown up. I'm 65 and he's 64. And we have learned who God really is. We will never trade him. And we know that every battle we're in is not ours, it's the Lord. Keep us near, Father, and keep us dear. For we came from sin. Please bless us. And shifting gears, God, keep me away from that cake because I can't give it up. I've tried. Oh, God, I've tried. But every time I look around, they show on a commercial about chocolate cake on top of pound cake. Who does that to someone like me? But I know I got to give it up. Along with, like, I have to have chicken with cake. I don't know why. So that's a spirit. Please, y'all, keep me in prayer. I got to give up the cake. Got to give it up. the cake and the ice cream and the chicken. In Jesus' name, help me give that up. And that's it, Miss Barbara. I'll let you go on to pray, because God is so wonderful.
Yes.
So wonderful.
Yes. He is that. He is that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to say, Sister Jerry, that's Brother Anthony that drive the truck.
Oh, okay. Whoever's driving the truck, I didn't mean no disrespect. I do apologize.
No. I just wanted you to know the right names. That's all.
Yes, because God had me pray for the. He said, pray for the one that's driving the truck. I thought it was Sister Brother Frank. But
I pray that he drive that truck. Yeah, it's Anthony. All right, Brother Frank, coming at you right now this morning. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. God bless y'all. Thank you for the prayer. Anyway, Sister Jerry, it's all good. It's all good. The names might not be the same, but the prayer is. So it's all good. Amen.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. I just thank God this morning for being here and being able to get on this morning. And I just want to thank God. Y'all, and I was just listening in, and it's a blessing. I just got on a few minutes ago, but I wanted to just say good morning. God bless all of you, and have a beautiful, wonderful day. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Frank. We thank God for you being able to tune in and say something this morning. And I know you're busy, and Sion said good morning to you.
Tell good morning, good morning.
Yeah, Brother
yeah.
Lewis said, hey, Brother Frank.
Yes, yeah, good morning out at Ocala. He said, holding down the chat room. That is wonderful. And my brother that travels out here up in San Francisco and Oakland in the Bay Area, Jermaine, that's his name, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony,
yes.
And all the sisters and brothers on the line. It was a blessing. And I was listening to Sister Jerry. And I said, now, this woman is bringing it on home. I say, you can tell between her and Sister Barbara, if you hear them, you can't go wrong, and you definitely won't miss. So it's all good. To God be all the glory. It is indeed a blessing to be here this morning. Amen. I'm finished, Sister Barbara, at this time. Amen.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. We're going to pray out
yes.
this morning and pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I just wanted to say this morning, good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Bernella, Sister Lachea, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, and Congresswoman Corey Bush. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hart, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. And again, good morning, Apostle Boatwright. Good morning to you, Brother Lewis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother Mike in Orlando, Pastor Herring and Pastor Brown, and Brother George West Terry, and Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Coleman. I need to check on Brother Perry and make sure he's doing okay, because I hadn't saw him in the chat room in a couple of days. So I will be checking on him in a few minutes to make sure our brother doing all right over there. And so we thank God for those that called in this morning and blessed us and said something on God's behalf. Thank God for you, Jerry. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in and saying something daily concerning God, because he's worthy this morning. He is worthy. And we thank him. So listen, we're going to pray out, and we may have time for one last song after prayer. And after the song this morning, I won't be coming back. And we pray again that God bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Sister Jerry and Brother Frank calling in, Lord. We thank you, God, for your word today, for your word is a lamp unto our feet. Father, it's a light unto our path. Forever, oh God, thy word is settled in heaven. And as we depart this morning, Father, sanctify us through thy word, for thy word is truth. Father, we ask that as we depart, you would bless our going out, bless our coming in, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, today we ask that you would bless those that stand in the need of finances. We ask that you would open doors and make ways for them, oh God. Lord, you know what they're trying to do, and we ask that you would do it for them today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father, for all you've done, for what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. Oh, we love you today, and we can't make it without you. Hallelujah. And we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessing of Almighty God upon you today in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, but we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. So have a blessed day.
Don't give up. Don't a warrior. Praise the Lord, we a warrior. Wave your hand, we a warrior. Fight the battle, warrior. Jump around, we a warrior. Praise the Lord, we a warrior. Get up and fight. Get up and fight. Cause we a warrior. A Christian warrior. Are we a warrior? Are we a warrior? Aye, we a warrior. Warrior, a Christian, oh Jesus.